Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I got hung up watching a video of a dude getting run over, man. My algorithm is just crazy.
Dude, you're getting a lot of death vids lately, aren't you?
I think this guy survived. Probably a pretty bad concussion, maybe a broken leg. But yes, I don't like how the internet is a full-on assault on my senses. It's just crazy. It's like faces of death sometimes. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I want fighting. I want action. I want real life. I think, like, you should have to click a button. Like, I'm okay with seeing people die on this app.
Yeah, I think every video that results in death should require you to click the button before it just starts playing for
Somebody's
you.
About to die here. What do you think? Where are you at?
Yeah, it's because it's going to suck you in.
Yes.
For sure.
I mean, I see shootouts in Brazil. I'm like, how do I tune away from this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these guys are just having a card game. Guy pulls up on a moped, tries to rob him. Yeah. Now he's getting shot. How do I tune away from that? Yeah. You know, and then it thinks, oh, dude wants shootouts.
Right, because you watched the whole video.
Yes. So I'm in a battle with my own algorithms.
It's crazy, the crap that gets thrown at you.
Yes. Okay. A segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. Carsforkids.org. We go into the Pimp Cup with the G-Bag of the Day. Champ, here's Lucius.
Yeah, it's day two for this champion sound right here. Champion sound. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30, and we replay the champion about this time every day, all right? Yeah, day two for this champion sound. Man on a bike trail. He had two young bikers shook. They were shook. They're probably in their 20s or something like that, shaking in their boots. I don't know what started this incident, but he felt like someone called him out of his name, so he approached him and threw one of these guys' bike in the creek.
What is it?
Who's the bitch? What is it? Which one? Which one is the bitch?
What the hell?
Who? You're the bitch? You?
No.
Yo, dude, what
show
do we do?
Your bitch.
What do we do? What do we do, man?
Who's the bitch?
What do we do?
You said bitch.
No,
you?
We didn't.
You're good?
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't
you're
say
good?
Anything. Dude, I didn't
say anything. Are you sure you're good?
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
You're
I didn't mean to say anything, man.
And your bike is here.
I know.
Bitch! What?
We're not
you
talking.
Hey, you want to try?
Yeah, dude, we don't want to cause problems.
I'm the bitch.
No, dude, please.
You just
please
said stop. It again, man.
Because you're hitting me, please. Buddy, stop. We don't want to fight.
We're scared. Come
here. Run in
Buddy, please stop. Please.
You do we that again. You're going the river.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You
I'm sorry.
Hear me?
Yeah. We're sorry.
Do you
I'm
hear
sorry.
Me?
I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're sorry.
There's two bikes there. He could be in the river.
Okay, we're sorry.
I'm a bitch. But I won't do it because you're young as f***.
We're sorry.
I'm 48.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm really sorry, man.
You want to do it again?
No, we're sorry. We'll leave.
Hey, you know there's a cougar around here. The cougar is chasing people.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know that cougar. But watch yourself, boys. Okay,
really careful.
Watch yourself, boys.
Really careful.
Watch yourself, boys.
Watch yourself.
Do you think those guys actually did call him a B word?
There's a cougar around here. I mean, if they did, they are definitely the bees now.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We're sorry, man.
Yeah. Guy might have been hallucinating. I don't know. It kind of sounded like Flula's methed out cousin or something. You know what I'm saying?
DJ Flula. Shout out to him.
Yes. It's time now for Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Here's the Chief.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a beautiful June top 10 list for you here, even though we are in July now.
July 2nd.
So I saw this just the other day, bookmarked it for a moment like this. I have the top 10, according to NFL collaborators, the top 10 hardest hitters in NFL history.
Oh, perfect.
Top 10 hardest hitters in NFL history. 877-881-1053. Who comes to mind for you? I'm also going to have to ask Broadus who one individual is, because they don't have the names of these guys.
Just
they just have the player with the jersey number or whatever.
Okay.
And so you get a couple of these old school ones where I'm like, dang, I don't know. Like, there's it looks like rusher.
Is there a Raiders number 32?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jack Tatum.
Jack Tatum on that list?
Jack Tatum's going to be in the mix here.
Is there a, I was just thinking about it. Greg Lloyd in that list, by the way?
Greg Lloyd?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't know. Maybe was he number 81?
No.
And he wore, I'm looking at a guy that had like long sleeves.
Detroit Lions, that would be Dick Night Train Lane.
Oh, really?
If
he was hitting people like that?
Yeah, is it Detroit Lions?
I can't even tell what the jersey is.
Wait a minute. Is it the Giants? If it's a Giant, is it a black guy or white guy?
Keep vamping. He's black.
He's a black guy? Okay, I'll see if I can identify this.
I mean, the first name that comes to my mind is Ronnie Lott.
Brian, Ronnie Lott is...
I'm surprised you didn't mention him. You know, that's from an era of...
Wow.
You know, where they allowed you to really hit.
Okay, man, I tell you...
It was the highlight of the thing.
I think that's...
Top 10 concussions!
Yeah, who wants touchdowns? We got the hits.
I think that's who that is. Hang on a second here. I can look it up real quick. I think that's who that is for you.
I don't know why. Like, when I think of Dick Night Train Lane, I think he was like interceptions.
He's
and
an
stuff.
Interceptor, but
was he also just cracking domes?
It looked like a Detroit Lion jersey, though, is what that looked like, right? That looked like a little Honolulu blue.
Back when they had like long sleeve jerseys, too.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like
a
super throwback. The dude's wearing number 81.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly who this guy is. But everybody else, I'm pretty dang familiar with. And so, yeah, we'll get you. Ronnie Lott's going to make a pretty strong appearance.
Okay.
On this here list, Dawson, so that's a good pull by you. Lucius, when you think of just school crusher football dudes.
Atwater.
Oh, nice.
Atwater was a problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Great pads.
See, that's Dick Night Train Lane.
Okay, so that is him.
Yeah.
Wow, so what an absolute legend, because I only think of him as, one, great nickname guy.
Okay.
Two, interception guy.
Yeah.
I did not know that he was also, because they have him as like the sixth, he comes in at number six on this list of hardest hitters in NFL history.
Yeah, this is what the chat GPT says about
I didn't know
it.
Dick laid the wood like that.
Mm.
Did you? Hey, let me just say.
Fantastic layout right there. I love that.
I am really impressed.
Nobody was going to give it up.
Really didn't want to.
Nobody was going to give it up.
It was a gunfight at the OK Corral.
You want to do that?
Both fighters were looking right at each other, and I'm like, I'm not
saying when.
Big Night Train Lane, known as a ferocious tackler, tight man-to-man cover guy.
See, then we need to start respecting, like, he needs to be talked about.
He's a 7-time Pro Bowler, 10-time All-Pro between 1954 and 1963.
All those hits would have been fines, by the way.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Jack
Back when
Tatum,
they were allowed to smack you. They were waiting for somebody to be vulnerable.
Mel Blunt was another one.
Yeah, sure.
Man, look at that receiver. He's indefensible right now. Smack the hell out of him.
So, got him.
Nice job. Raise for this guy.
Yeah, we're clapping on that.
Way to recognize what...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they're indefensible. Really turned his lights out, Dick.
Dick Butkus on this list?
Dick Butkus is on this list. You'll be happy to know he comes in strong at number 5 all time.
Okay.
Hardest hitters.
That boy Sean Taylor's got to be on there, bro.
I'm glad you mentioned him.
Come on now.
I was thinking about Sean Taylor
as
well.
He crushed a kicker in a Pro Bowl
that's
game.
What I'm saying.
Oh, yes, dude. That's all time. That is all time. Was it... I want to say Ryan Lindell. I don't know. Somebody, he's on the sidelines. He just gets murdered in Honolulu.
It was an Eric Hipple moment.
It was, yes. But yeah, Sean Taylor comes in strong here at number 8.
Nice.
And I do think, like, obviously the longevity factor, mm-hmm. if he would have been able to, maybe he's even higher on this list.
Ray Lewis is on this list, probably.
Ray Lewis is extremely high on this list. Some might say too high.
Okay, too high. Okay.
Some might say. Okay, so getting plenty of texts in. Cliff Harris.
Cliff Harris was awesome. Absolutely. Him and Charlie Waters. Yeah. He's a beat you up safety.
We have Perfect. Vontez Perfect. Yeah, he was hitting people.
He'll ruin some
Dirty
careers.
Blair.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy Williams, Cowboys.
Roy Williams was tough. Sure was.
They took away his finishing move, and he just wasn't the same after that. That horse collar situation, yeah. That was his finishing move, bro.
No doubt.
He's really great at that.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have getting some Brian Dawkins love, some Darren Woodson love, Ray Nitschke love.
Ray Nitschke was, yeah. He was a go for the clothesline guy. He was one of those guys.
See, clotheslines, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different level. Like,
you have to be a maniac to swing your arm at a face mask.
Exactly.
Like, what are you on, bro?
Well, they had their arms padded up with, like, steel and stuff in them.
And they have, like, one bar on the face mask. Yeah, it's probably the perfect thing to do in that day and age.
Yeah.
Sick.
Your forearm was more padded than your face at
Chuck
that time.
Chuck Bednarik was pretty awesome as a linebacker, too.
So you would wrap your arms in, like, metal and pads and wield them as clubs?
That's what they, back in the 70s, that's with the Raiders with Lyle Alzado.
That's Buck Wild.
Yeah. Ted Hendricks, those kinds of guys.
James Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of Greg Lloyd, James Harrison, both those guys, yeah.
Some of the hardest hits I've ever seen were from James Harrison. I'll tell you, even just the Steelers in general, I mean, Ryan Clark.
Hard hitter.
I mean, we're thinking about him now as just one of the analysts.
You ought to look up Mel Blunt.
He was crushing dudes. Mel Blunt, as somebody who obviously never watched him play,
I know
him as being a...
Yeah.
Big time hitter from the old
the Steelers,
the old football life stuff.
Yeah, him and he was back there as playing as a safety. He was tough.
Brian Clark used to crack him like that. I gotta look up a highlight.
Hey, yeah,
I can't believe he used to be a head buster.
He really, really,
and he still has his wits about him.
I know.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, he hit some dudes really hard.
Take that, CTE.
Let's see here. Shout out to Bob Sanders. Bob Sanders is one of my favorite players of all time. Underrated, short-lived career, short in stature.
Bill Bates used to knock you out, too.
Yeah.
If you remember Bill Bates from the Cowboys.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We're getting Dexter Coakley, Brian Urlacher, John Lynch. John Lynch.
John Lynch.
Some people, dude.
We said Steve Atwater, right?
Yeah, that was Lucius's pull.
That was a very good pull.
And he's probably doesn't get enough love on this list, though he does make an appearance in the top 10 for sure. Chuck Cecil getting some love.
That's the old, he was with us in Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw that firsthand.
Yeah, Chuck was with us, him, Leroy Butler. Those were our guys in the back end, yeah.
Troy Polamalu.
Crafty.
Definitely crafty.
Very crafty, very much around the line of scrimmage, very much like... Sure tackler, very sure tackler guy.
What a time we lived in when it was Polamalu, Ed Reed, Bob Sanders.
Yeah.
These guys that are just so fun.
Darren Woodson was in that group. I mean, Woody, very crafty the way that you play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cam Chancellor.
That's a good one.
Cam Chancellor's a really good one.
Yep.
And it makes the when Zeke trucked him in that preseason game all the more special.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor, of course, getting love. How about Jeremiah Trotter? Does he deserve an honorable mention here, Broadus?
Trotter was like old school linebacker, you know, big, square, tough, hard guy to move. I don't know if he was that kind of just a destroyer, but he was definitely
a good player.
Very good player.
Bill Romanowski.
He was just cheap, very cheap, very dirty.
Certified psycho.
Yeah. Well, he kind of came from that. He was an era, too, where like there was those Pittsburgh Steelers guys like Jack Lambert and Ham and those guys. They were kind of they were like get you in a pile and twist on you a little bit.
Brian Cushing. We should do like a top 10 NFL psychos list because he would be in the mix.
Yeah.
He was roided up a lot, right?
Yeah, his before and after is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
It worked.
Patrick Willis getting some love here as well. David Deacon Jones,
he was big on the head slap.
Yeah.
Like he would like that. That's how he got
left
to the,
tackles from just getting clubbed.
Yeah, that was his big thing.
Okay, so as the list goes here, we have, let's see, you got the... At number 10, you get Cam Chancellor.
Okay.
At 9, you get Steve Atwater.
Okay.
And he probably should be higher on this list.
Much higher, yeah.
Then you get Sean Taylor. So you got three safeties right there out of the gates.
Yeah. I'd take all three of them right now. Yeah.
By the way, Hammond Lambert, Rodney Harrison.
Yeah.
James Harrison, Junior Seau, Mike Singletary. These guys all on the outside looking in here. Wow. Patrick Willis.
Mm.
Let's see. At 7, you got Jack Tatum.
Okay.
Another DB, right?
Yeah, he was a safety. He was the nickname was the Assassin. That was his nickname. Yeah, he. If you go back in the Super Bowl against...
They called me the Cheetah.
The Minnesota Vikings. I think it's Sammy White goes across the middle, and it's a... It's an Eric Hipple moment. Yeah.
Oh, helmet goes flying.
And it's in the Super Bowl. It'd be a huge play. Yeah.
Head goes one way, helmet the other.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, then you get Night Train Lane there.
Dick Night Train Lane, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming in at number 6. Then you get Butkus.
Dick Butkus, yeah.
At 5.
People might say Dick Butkus would be a little low at 5, but that's a good spot then, I guess.
Brian Dawkins at number 4.
Brian Dawkins, I've been around. If you've talked about the favorite safeties I've ever been around, and Dawkins is in the Hall of Fame, and so is Lorie Butler, and I've been with Darren Woodson. If I had to power rank them, it's Woodson, Dawkins, and Butler. And the best one of my group is not in the Hall of Fame, and he's the best player of the three that I just named.
I was waiting for this from the 940 with his Ray Rice joke. Just so inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Joe Mixon.
Only a matter of time.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of hitting, sir.
It is. It is. But duly noted. Dawkins was one of the – I loved the way he would come out of the tunnel.
Brian Dawkins.
He was always baby oiled up.
Brian Dawkins is –
certified psycho, too.
One of the toughest guys I've ever been around in my life. Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor comes in at number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, he asked Joe Theismann about that.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Lott at 2.
Ronnie was tough. Former corner. Moved inside. Yeah.
And lost part of his finger. Kept playing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think about.
Cut it off. Let's go.
What a savage.
Yeah.
But number 1, they have Ray Lewis.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm like, no disrespect to Ray, and he was cracking dudes.
Yeah.
Great player.
But I don't know if he's the number 1 hardest hitter of all time.
I would say that Jack Tatum should have been in that top 3 myself.
Mm.
Yeah, coming around to like an 6. Edge, like this guy's about to get crushed. Like, yeah. LT's going to hit you a lot harder than Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis might be the most sure tackler in his position ever. Yeah. Did a hell of a job. Thank you, guys. It is time now to familiarize yourself with the 2026 quarterback class. There's some very interesting Rangers news, and we'll hit that for you coming up at 3 o'clock right here on your home of the Rangers. Sands at about 2 hours, and we're back with sports here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.